I don't know. But maybe I'm too good at hiding. Or maybe Matthias just doesn't want to find me. I'm starting to think it's the latter. It's been 3 months since I ran away from Matthias's engagement proposal, or whatever he called it. After he dropped me off, I began packing and left with only the clothes on my back, a small suitcase, and nothing else. Anything that could have traced me back, I left at the apartment. I went to multiple ATMs and withdrew as much money as I could, hoping it would last me until I found a new job. Speaking of jobs, it's so much fucking harder to get one than I expected. Even though I have my accounting degree, they don't think I have enough experience. And then there's the fact that I left my previous job without notice. I think they believe I'm unreliable. I did eventually get a job, though, as a waitress at a fancy restaurant. It's going well, but the hours and the pay are killing me. Let's just say I can't live like I used to. Even my apartment is small and shabby. I'll be honest. I miss Matthias. I miss the life I had. Come to think of it, I was probably overreacting about everything. And it makes me even madder that he hasn't come looking for me. I think he's trying to teach me a lesson. And it's working. It's fucking working. Working at the restaurant sucks because the pay is low and the tips are crappy. Well, I make a good bit, but there's this pooling rule so that other waiters get a fair share. It's not my fault they don't work as hard as I do. I can't remember the last time I had a good pedicure and massage. All my money goes toward rent, food, and transport. There's no way I can survive like this long term. I could end it all right now, but I'd regret it terribly. Matthias would rub it in my face. I don't even want to imagine the smirk on his face. Fuck it. I take a deep breath and head to the nearest ATM by my apartment. I withdraw the most I can from his bank card, stash the money, and head home. 3 days. It takes Matthias Ford 3 full days to find me. I'm angry and relieved at the same time. Angry that he took this long and relieved that he still thinks I'm worth saving. I was handling 4 customers when my manager pulled me aside and told me to take the VIP booth. I immediately knew it was him, because 1, I've never had a VIP customer, and 2, Matthias never does regular. I even made a fuss to my boss, arguing that I was already handling 4 people, and she single-handedly took them from me. I take a quick bathroom break to fix myself, then head over. Nausea washes over me as I pull back the VIP curtain. Matthias is here all right, but with a woman. She almost looks like me, with midnight black long hair, slim, and wearing stiletto red nails just like I used to. She clears her throat.
"I know I'm pretty, but it's rude to stare," she says.
I narrow my eyes at her, then at Matthias, who, by the way, is browsing the menu nonchalantly.
"Hun, are you ready to order for us?"
"Hun?" Matthias sets his menu down and finally looks up at me.
"Aren't you going to write it down?"
I reach for my notepad, but it's not there. Shit.
"I have a good memory."
The woman scoffs, tucking some hair behind her ear.
"As if. This is important, so you better get it right."
I give her a small smile, but it drops when I spot her hand. She's wearing a ring. Not just any ring. One of the rings Matthias gave me in his sham of a proposal. And she's wearing it. Wait, are they engaged?
"What did I say about staring, girl?"
"Oh, I'm sorry,"
I say with deep sarcasm.
"But I just love your ring."
She grins.
"Yes, my fiancé has great tastes."
My head whips to Matthias, but he still wears that bored expression.
"Are you still planning on taking our orders, or are you going to fawn over shiny things all night?"
he asks. I growl under my breath. I take their order and leave. What was the purpose of him coming here with her if he'd come for me? And what's with the engagement? Matthias? Married? Well, he did say he wanted us to get married, but why would he propose to another woman? None of this makes sense, and it's making me uneasy. I return with their drinks, but his date is nowhere to be found. I set them on the table and attempt to walk away, but he grabs the hem of my apron.
What?
Matthias leans back in his chair and stretches out his hand. I eye him. Is he really asking for what I think he is? Never.
Did I miss something else on your order?
Don't play fucking coy with me. Now hand it over.
Ask your fiancé.
I want yours.
No.
A breath leaves my lungs when he grabs the hem of my apron again and yanks me toward him.
I believe the $5,000 you stole from me is enough to balance that, don't you think?
I hate the throb between my thighs. I hate my heart for falling for him. And most of all, I hate that I did all of this just so he could come rescue me.
It's unsanitary.
Go to the washroom, remove it, and bring it to me.
Why do you even...
He squeezes my leg.
Fine.
I leave, cursing to myself. And just when I remove it and head back out, their order is ready. I cringe. Slowly, I make my way back to the VIP booth with the tray of food and my underwear in my pocket. And to my horror, the woman is back. Before I can set the plates down, Matthias stretches his hand like a begging baby. I look at his fiancé, then him.
I don't have all night. Now give it to me.
Is he for real? In front of her?
What is the problem?
She has something for me.
What?
The woman eyes me with impatience.
Well, give it to him already. You are doing too much.
The moment she says the words, Matthias's jaw hardens. But just for a split second. Okay, fine. It's her funeral anyway, and she deserves it for speaking to me like that. I rip it from my pocket and slam it into his palm. The woman reels in disgust.
You! What the fuck is that? Underwear? Matthias, you can't...
Melania! Meet Katia.
Melania's eyes widen, and suddenly, her shoulders droop. She bows her head and then looks at Matthias with disdain.
I am so sorry. I didn't know.
She cups her mouth.
And the things I said.
Melania stands and reaches for me. It's awkward, and I don't hug her back.
I'm sorry.
I'm beyond bewildered. What the fuck is going on? She releases me and then offers her hand.
I am Melania Donnell, Matthias's cousin, from his mother's side, of course.
I glance at Matthias, then back at her.
My cousin is a man of few words, but now I understand why he's been so agitated.
That's enough, Melania.
Agitated? Matthias? Never. So many questions, so few answers. I don't know where to start.
Can you give us the booth, please?
Yes, of course.
Melania grabs her purse and exits.
Sit.
No. None of this makes sense. Your cousin?
Matthias takes a whiff of my underwear and tucks it away.
And why is she wearing the same ring I picked and calling you her fiancé?
You hear and believe whatever your mind thinks.
Enough with the fucking philosophies, Matthias.
You're rather impatient for someone who called me here.
I didn't...
I sigh.
I didn't call you.
You used my card, so I would say that was a distress call.
Get on with it. I don't have all night, and I have to get back to my job.
You really think you have a job after this?
He's right, but I am not about to let him believe it. Not until he explains this morbid scene. And it better make sense. Matthias sighs and leans forward.
Have a seat.
I slip into Melania's chair and wait. He begins to explain how the rings were for her and not me. Apparently, Melania's soon-to-be husband, Clayton, wanted Matthias's opinion on the engagement ring. He thought it would have meant a lot to Matthias because she was all the family he had left. And despite them not seeing each other often, he believed Matthias would have known what Melania wanted. I don't want to believe anything he says, because none of it still makes sense. Why would he say that I will become his wife, and that I forced his hand.
There's no doubt about anything when it comes to you, Katia. You will become my wife. And even though it might not be now, it will happen someday. But on your terms.
My heart flutters at his words. But I shouldn't be so thrown by them. And I hate myself for being like this. Like a lovesick puppy for him.
Remember, you're the one who assumed it was an engagement. You're the one who went off on a rant. I just didn't have the energy to deny it.
I glare at him.
So how did I force your hand, Matthias?
I had no plans of taking you out for dinner or even kissing you, Katia. But you weaseled your way into my office, defying everything just to get to me when I had simply avoided you because of how I can be.
I blink at him.
And how can you be, Matthias?
His jaw tenses.
Insatiable.
I swallow.
I hardly believe that.
You think you know everything, but I have protected you from the worst of me.
You don't have to protect me from you, Matthias. I am a big girl. I can handle myself.
He smirks and lets out a soft, low chuckle.
Any more questions, Princess?
Why didn't you come back for me the moment you heard I left?
Because you needed to figure it out on your own. You needed to experience freedom.
I huff.
To be honest, I was okay with my job and everything else. It's just that...
I trail off, wondering if I should lay myself bare to him.
Just what?
Just that I missed you, okay?
Another smirk. Matthias glances at his watch and then fetches his phone from his pocket. He types something and stands.
Let's go home.
You know, I can't just leave like this, right?
It's handled.
What do you mean it's handled? And how did you even get my boss to give me a VIP duty? She usually hoards those for her friends.
When he gives me a dubious look, I roll my eyes.
Have you forgotten that money solves everything?
Not everything.
Everything.
Matthias reaches for my hand, and I give it to him as he escorts me out of the restaurant.
Wait, how are we supposed to get home, and what am I supposed to do with all the stuff at my apartment?
That will be handled.
He glances at his watch again.
We might actually make it before midnight.
Midnight? Where are we going to get a flight at this hour? Melania appears from nowhere, looking pristine as ever.
My husband says the chopper is 5 minutes out.
Chopper? Oh, right.
Matthias, I swear, if I develop any eye bags 2 days before my wedding, I'm going to kill you myself.
He smiles.
You can try.
Good. I missed his rare smiles.
Wait a minute, did she just say wedding?
Yep. She's getting married on a private island in 2 days. And you're one of the bridesmaids.
What the...
Matthias was right. We arrived home just under 5 minutes before midnight. He asked if I wanted to go back to my old apartment, but I really couldn't stay there, at least not tonight. But being back at the mansion brings back too many memories. It's just like I left it in high school. Huge, cold, and empty. Empty of memories or anything fun-related. And apparently, Matthias hadn't touched my room since I left because it's exactly the same as I left it.
I don't think I want to stay here tonight.
For a moment, I thought he'd finally dropped his mask, but it remained the same.
So, you want to go back to your old apartment?
No, I was thinking another room.
It wouldn't be hard for me to get another room since there are over 10 of them.
Then you'll have the one next to me. I'll call Miriam to fix it up. In the meantime, you can take a shower or do whatever. I have some business to handle with Melania.
Okay.
I did exactly as he said. I showered, fetched some clothes from my old room before grabbing something to eat, and by the time I was finished, my room was ready. I hadn't seen Matthias since we last spoke, and now it's after 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm tired but not exhausted, just drained. I settle into bed wearing a t-shirt dress. I don't bother with underwear because, well, I'm thinking Matthias will just take them away from me. I'm about to doze off when I hear a noise. It's Matthias, standing in the doorway with a glass of scotch in his hand. His tie is loosened around his neck, a button undone. His shirt is all crumpled, probably from ripping it out from his waistline. He almost looks as if he was in a fight. He tosses the remainder of his drink down his throat.
Sleep tight, princess.
Then he disappears. It's weird, super weird. It's almost like he's human. But I know he's not. He's a demon, a psychopath, a cold-blooded killer, a killer with an uncanny obsession with underwear. I wonder what he does with them after. As I think of the many possibilities, sleep overtakes me again. I wake up with a jolt. It's one of those dreams where Matthias and I are together, married, at our wedding. But what really shook me was the cake. It had been my father's head, with blood as the icing. It's strange because I didn't like my father enough to be dreaming about him. I gather my bearings and fly back onto the headboard when I see a dark, shadowy figure in the corner of my room. There he is again, lurking in the shadows like the fucking Grim Reaper.
Jesus, what the fuck is wrong with you?
He leans forward and clasps his fingers.
Bad dream?
Were you sitting there the entire time, watching me sleep?
Yes.
Good Lord, what is wrong with this man?
Why?
Matthias moves across the room and stands near the edge of the bed.
What were you dreaming about?
Nothing.
He's closer now, and it's evident why he'd been sitting in the dark watching me, shirtless. He has a full-on erection in his pants. I think he wants me to see it. I let out a breath.
Why aren't you wearing any underwear, princess?
What, you ran out of your supply?
He reaches for my arm and yanks me to the edge of the bed.
That supply is keeping you safe from me.
I glance up at him. And even though it's dark, Matthias doesn't seem that scary anymore. Well, at least not now. All I see is a man in battle, with himself and his thoughts.
I'm not afraid of you,
I say softly.
You should be.
You protect me, you keep me safe. You might be the devil's advocate, but not to me.
A lie, and my dream just proved it. But I want what he wants, and I've been wanting it for a long time. I'll be damned if I let my fear ruin this. I reach up to touch his face, but he stops my hand.
If you start this, there's no going back, princess. I'm no lover. I take what is mine, without remorse.
There's nothing to take when I'm giving it freely.
He chuckles. It's not a playful one, but a cynical one. I ignore the dread in my stomach. Pulling my hand free, I settle on my knees on the bed and swoop my nightgown over my head.
Katia,
Matthias warns. I cup my breasts, circling my thumbs over my nipples. He steps away with a sigh.
Keep going.
He moves back to the couch, hiding himself in the shadows once again.
Don't stop.
He's planning on watching me. Then I hear a zip. It's dark, but not dark enough to hide what he's doing. Matthias's dick pops free from his pants. Straight, hard, watching me. I inhale, moving my hand down to my pussy.
Is this what you want?
I nod. He stands and drops his pants. As much as I want this, I'm not very experienced. Thanks to him, I've only done it 3 times. And not once had I orgasmed because it was over just as fast as it started. Thanks to him. Thanks to the man standing before me. I attempt to climb off the bed and go to him, but he commands me not to move.
Lie on your back.
I do as he says.
Spread your legs, princess.
Matthias slowly makes his way over to me, watching me in the dim lighting. Like I'm something to be revered. I hate how raw and open I feel. It makes me vulnerable. Matthias lowers himself. His head is now at the same level as my stomach. I have to strain my neck just to see him. He's close. So fucking close, I can feel the heat of his breath against my folds. The mere anticipation of him doing something is... Something hot and wet touches my clit. His tongue moves over me, slow, teasing, playing with my entrance. I snap my legs closed, but he pries them open, filling me up with his wicked tongue. Good God. I can't. His mouth engulfs me like a tsunami.
Don't run.
He murmurs. But I do. I scoot myself back, unable to bear his torture. My legs tremble, ready to kick him off. But Matthias quickly stands and pulls me to the edge of the bed.
Come here.
He flips me over, grabs my hips, and lifts my ass, parting my cheeks. He buries his face, sending his tongue down and up my slit. I cry out, grappling with the sheets.
Fuck.
Suddenly, he's over me. He grunts, plunging into my glistening heat. I tighten around him. I wasn't expecting...
Fuck!
Matthias slams into me again. He grips my waist, pushing me forward and slamming me back onto him. I tense again.
Don't you fucking...
Matthias shoves me down on the bed, pressing into my back and slams into me.
Shit.
He pulls out and flips me onto my back, and it's the first time I realize he's not wearing a condom. I can get pregnant. I'm not on the pill, but he already knows that. So that means... Matthias mounts the bed in front of me, panting. I look at his sweat-slicked skin, then at his bulbous cock. He's dripping with pre-cum. My body heats and flinches when he rubs his head over my wetness. He dips inside just enough for me to feel his stretch. He moans, a sweet, soft moan. Slowly, he enters and hovers over my body. Nothing in this world could have prepared me for this. For this kiss. Matthias Ford is kissing me gently and sweetly. He moves tantalizingly slow, filling me up inch by inch. And my God. I curl my arms around him as he caresses me with his tongue. He's making love. We are making love. He picks up speed, rises on his palms and rocks into me, setting me ablaze. I moan out loud and grasp at his shoulders. He thrusts into me. My head digs into the mattress. He suckles my neck, biting into my skin like a rabid beast. My legs shake around him, locking him in.
Fuck.
I explode around him, pulling him deeper into me. Matthias pounds into me, his rhythm shaky and unsteady. Madness consumes him as he reaches for me, burying his tongue down my throat and sending one last thrust into me. Matthias collapses on top of me, his heart pounding at an unhealthy rate. I hug him, squeeze him. Mine. All mine. Matthias rolls to the side, still out of breath and sighs. And for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm the one in control, that I'm the one that shouldn't be fucked with. I turn on my side, snuggling into him, and he wraps his arm around me. This is what I want. This is heaven. And finally, I am home.
You have met the end of Toxic Obsession, Part 4. This was the final installment. Stay tuned for a new episode. Don't forget that Kamaya's Closet is on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. You can search Kamaya Sloan on Instagram and Kamaya's Closet on TikTok. Your follow would mean a lot to me and help grow my community. Thanks. See you in the next episode. Bye.